so I like Take Me Through the Journey. Like Sled is such a great festival, but I feel like the way you captured it was so great as an artist to see like what it's like before you're going to perform. So
Oh,
yeah,
thank you for yeah,
kudos
thank you
to
for saying
him.
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I took more video this year. I wasn't sure if I was gonna do another video, but I took video because Sarah Goodmedicine and I are working on stuff. So I figured when I do a video with her, I can probably release all that footage. So, but yeah, I've also been diving into content creation and taking more video. And like I'm in Montreal and I'm like not taking any selfies. I'm trying to take just pictures and video.
Nice.
No selfies, just pictures and video.
But
So.
it connects. I feel like, we get connected a little bit more because we get to see the world through your eyes, right? So I
Yeah.
highly appreciate it. I just continue, continue, continue. I
Thank you.
love,
Thank you.
yes, love that. Okay. So so you are in Montreal right now, and I do want to talk about the fact that you are going to be playing at the upcoming Groove and Bass Music and Arts Festival. That's going to be happening July 23rd to 27th in Bryson, Quebec. So how are you feeling
Correct.
about this upcoming festival?
Nervous.
Oh.
New crowd. I like Montreal. This is my second time here.
Nice.
I'm falling in love with it every time I go outside. Like I went for a morning walk and I kind of regretted not bringing my camera. I still
Ah.
took photo I took photos with my phone. But oh yeah, well I'll go out later and bring my camera. So
Yeah,
Groove
you
and
do
Bass
it.
is Groove and Bass is just outside Ottawa. So tomorrow I'm taking a train to Ottawa. It'll be my first time taking VIA Rail.
Oh, your first
Looking forward to
time?
that.
You're gonna love
Yeah.
it. I've been only a
Oh,
few times. You're gonna love it. I think you're gonna love
I'm trying to like romanticize
it.
speeding past Red Deer, going from Calgary to Edmonton one day. And not having to stop in Red Deer to pee. I could actually just do it on the train. Maybe one day, maybe one day. And then like I would love to like do a tour of just all the places you stop at a train station. That would be fun.
No kidding. That would be fun.
Yeah. So Bryson, Quebec, because so many people speak French and I don't, and that's kind of that kind of makes me feel a little sad that I didn't pay more attention in elementary school at fr with
Yeah.
French.
Yeah.
Same with like my own language, Cree. So I usually try and say "tansi" every time I do these in interviews, which is "hello, how are you?" So I did say it
You
just in
did.
English.
Hey,
Yeah. So I want to learn Japanese.
nice.
If I could like, if I could tour in Japan too. I'm just putting that out there. I'm manifesting it one day. That
That's
would
what we
be
do on
nice.
this. That's what we do. You know how
Yeah.
many times I've chatted with artists that have put something out there and then it came to be. So I love it.
Oh,
I love it.
that's good
Love
to
it.
know. I should start running my Instagram ads in Japan then. Because
Absolutely.
being trans, it's you can't go to the United States on a work visa anymore because you needed
Right.
your birth certificate to match up with your birth certificate at birth. And
Right.
since I had it amended, it's not valid. So
Right.
no state, no touring to the States, just Japan.
But the world is your oyster still. So I
That's
mean,
true.
there's so much out there. There's so much out there.
Yeah.
So I love it. What day will you be performing during the festival? Do you know?
This Friday,
Okay, awesome.
Friday, July 20, I think it's 24. Yeah, 24th at 4.
Awesome.
Kicking off the
Okay.
show, yeah.
Awesome, because this is going to be airing on Wednesday, so this is like
Oh,
kind
good.
of perfect. I'll put this in the show notes as well, because you can listen to the show online, so you never know where people could be listening from. And
That's
if
true.
anybody is in the area, I mean, definitely check you out, right? Like, how long is your set?
It'll be an hour. I think it's, yeah, it's
Okay,
just
ready.
an hour.
Awesome.
I'm trying to also manifest playing in Vancouver and area.
Hey, yes. Listen, I love how you just been like locking into my mind, because that was going to be my question as to like after this, what's next, right? You've got album release, you've got the festival, like what is next? And I love how you put out there the Vancouver streets. Hopefully we have some Vancouverites listening that, you know, maybe want to collab or something along those lines so that you come out this way. We'd love to have you at the station too, right?
I'm there all the time too, so it's like it's not even a barrier. Like I
Oh, I love it.
recorded the waves that I recorded on my song Lost, I recorded on Jericho Beach.
Oh my God.
And then same with the backdrop. I think the backdrop was also like the artwork is very dark, but like the backdrop is also from the Jericho Beach area. Can't remember where exactly, but it was dark. yeah, so I mean, like I have roots here already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try to make a stop through the summertime. We would love to have you at the station, and there's even opportunity to go live.
Oh, that would be dope. I'm
Yeah.
actually and it's funny you mentioned like what's next is like I'm actually going to Edmonton on a artist in residence.
Oh, awesome.
Artist in Residence program with TD Music.
Oh, awesome.
And
Congrats.
it's a thank you. It's very big. I'm very
Yeah,
excited. I'm actually,
absolutely.
after we get off, I'll be working on the song that I'm supposed to be doing. So there's another song coming. I'll probably have more singles released at the end of the year, too.
Nice.
So the album, I can actually send you my
Yes,
new
please.
song because my new
Please.
the song After Lost is another song on released on August 21st, so a week before my album.
Okay,
So
yes.
I'll send that to you as we speak, actually.
Yes. Love that. Love that. Love that. Because today we are going to definitely be listening to Bloom, because that was released in June.
Correct, yeah.
Was yeah, so we're going to definitely listen to Bloom, and if there is some time, I might just play out with Lost and the show with Lost.
Sweet.
Yeah. For sure. And before I let you go, is there could you like share how we can get connected with you, and you know, in the online streets, and so that people can also hear more of your music?
So I'm terminally online. Instagram is probably the best bet.
Awesome, awesome. I will
Yeah,
definitely
and
check you out.
then SoundCloud also is where I'm also very active. You can see what I listen to, what I like, what
Okay.
I'm playing in my sets usually are found on my SoundCloud likes.
Oh
So.
my gosh, I love it. So I'm going to definitely include Instagram, but I think it's going to be awesome to include the SoundCloud so that folks can also hear like what you're listening to as well. I think that that really connects, you know, the artist and the listener on a different level as well.
Yeah, Sunflower Dreams.
Yay.
SoundCloud. Sunflower Dreams
Awesome.
Music on Instagram.
Love, love, love. Guy, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, and I wish you like the best of fun on Friday.
Thank you. That means a
Yes,
lot.
absolutely. And we will definitely be connected soon, because thank you so much, Guy. Enjoy the rest of your day, and yeah, take all the video when you're out in the Montreal streets as well.
Thank you. I will. I
Sure.
will.
And welcome back to Intravenous. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And that was my conversation with Sky Panay, aka Sunflower Dreams. And we heard a track that she just released in June. called Bloom, and followed after that was an older track of hers, which is one that I mean, I love all of her music, but I really was like vibing with Hibernation, which was the second track that I played. Now, next up, let's take a listen to a conversation that I had with Lois Dawson, and we talked about the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival, which is happening next month.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Lois Dawson, Manager of Special Events with the City of Burnaby, and we're here to chat about the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival happening on Saturday, August the 8th at Deer Lake Park. So, Lois, how are things?
It's so exciting. I love this time of year. Just get to enjoy all of our events with the community and welcome people back to the park.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so we're here to chat about the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival. Can you share with listeners a little bit about this festival and maybe even talk a bit about the history?
Absolutely. So the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival was founded back in the year 2000, a vision of a few of the city councilors at the time. They had been attending music festivals elsewhere in the province and down through the Pacific Northwest. And they thought, wouldn't it be great if we had something kind of like this at home? And so that year they came back, and there was at the time a multi-day kind of Discovery Days festival. And so Symphony in the Park was part of that weekend. There's a lantern processional. And the first edition of Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival happened as part of that same weekend. Back then, it was just the Blues Festival. But as, you know, it broadened over the years, the name shifted to accommodate that. And it has continued to evolve now into its 25th iteration this year.
Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations. 25 years. That's incredible. Love to hear it.
It's so exciting.
Absolutely. And okay, what can we expect at the festival this year? You know, you can always talk a little bit about the artist lineup or whatever.
Yeah, I'm really excited. There's a few things that we've been kind of developing over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So starting in the morning around 11:30, down at the Burnaby Village Museum, which is right across the road from Deer Lake Park, we have three stages set up at the museum from 11:30 till 3:15 with a ton of local acts playing there. So folks from around the Lower Mainland each doing kind of 45-minute sets, bringing the music into that space and just expanding what we're able to offer. And then when they wrap up at 3:15, we transition back over to Deer Lake Park and kick off our new community stage. That was new last year. And so we work with a community programmer to bring in, again, local acts, but a little bit further along in their career and give them a platform to really showcase what they're doing locally. And then the main stage kicks off at 4 with our mix of local, national, and international talent.
Love to hear it. Okay. So one of my favorite things is, aside from music, is food. And I'm just curious, will there be like opportunities for like delicious food, maybe crafts or anything like that also?
Absolutely. I believe this year we have about 10 food trucks confirmed planning to be on site, as well as a beer garden for those who are looking for that type of experience. And then we do have a return of our artisan vendors market. It hasn't been around the last few years, but it is back this year. I think last count I saw, we were at about a dozen artisans that'll be here, just finalizing those numbers this week, but excited to welcome them back to the site and have that for folks to check out and find something new to them.
Love to hear it. Okay, and so my next question for you is, like, when you think about this festival, especially with it being in its 25th year, what are you most excited about?
I think the thing I'm most excited about is the way